It is. Creative Genius number 7.
It's the beginning of the third month.
So it's number 7.
Yes. So all of this, what we started with in the first 2 months, is really theory. And you might as well sew a button on your cheek if you don't live it. Right? That's like...
How's the German
say? For so many things.
Right?
You can get creative with that, yeah. But it might be easier to actually take this out in the field, and that's what we want to do the next 4 months. And also use the power of this group. Like what Juno said, hey, we are a powerful group of women. A, we have a lot of resources. B,
yeah.
We have a lot of power. That we support each other in getting these projects,
these practical
going.
And these practical thing like a babysitter, and let's, you know, like we can do this if we, I know like we're doing it separately, but we can like pull our energy together and just like create
mm-hmm.
a vortex, a fucking vortex that will pull the perfect babysitters into
mm-hmm.
your situation.
And to contribute to like that incident from last night.
Yeah.
Right? That's also what we're here to do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
I could feel her presence.
There's a little bit of a shock going on, so
yeah.
Might be a little while before that
happens.
Yeah. And be aware that at the moment the energies are nuts. I don't have any other word for it, but like my SE5 computer is on the fritz. It just didn't open up the software. I balanced this morning and then nothing. Like our printer stopped working. Like I'm glad Tanya had a printer.
Tanya printed out the stuff we needed for tonight. Like
out of nothing. And I talked to a couple of people, same thing. Like electronics not working, life not working, major anger, major intensity, anxiety, etc. So there is something going on, and so it's almost like the mud is being spilled, spread around. And the fact that we're in the mud, I don't think we can change. And it's also what they're talking about is that the old stuff is coming up, it's being washed out, right? So whatever there is, it's coming out. So that it comes out, we cannot change. That what's messy, we cannot change. But with the awareness, we can move through it and not get stuck in it. Right? I think that's a very, very crucial energy at the moment, to keep moving,
mm-hmm.
to just be with it, be the shithead, be the happy camper, be whatever you need to be. But keep moving. That's the not in terms of spiritualizing it, but do not allow the stuff to stick you. Right? It's so important.
Yeah.
And you can trust that things will change. Right? Like there's
because
things do keep moving if you're staying in the flow of watching and keeping moving.
And there cannot be anything else but perfection unfolding. This is the weird thing that the personality and the mind do not get. Right? There is nothing wrong. There is no mistake. There are mud puddles that are pretty deep and it sucks, but it's perfection. Right? And I mean, we're creative flying now because we were going to do something very different, but we'll pick up. Or we'll looking at today is also like your what is called the incarnation cross, which is your sun, your personality sun, and your moon and your personality earth, and your design sun and earth. So there are four elements that are making up 70% of your design, and we're looking at the first one.
So we're going to take one a month for the next 4 months as just as an overview.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's your life's work.
Yeah, so
the four are?
The four aspects is your life's work, what you're here to learn,
what keeps you healthy,
and what deeply fulfills you. Tonight and for the next month, we're going to take the focus on your life's work. Okay, and this is, we're getting this from the gene keys and part of the human design. So it's, this is your life's work. It's all gone through the computer, blah, 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 spits out this thing. And it's got, it just got, it has more juice to it.
Mm-hmm. And this is, this is a contemplative journey, right? So it's not something to be understood with the mind. Even if you know them for years, you can still have that, like the angel card, right? As a quality with you, that look at it. Where do you experience that, right?
So I'll just go up here, mm-hmm. a little Vanna here now. So the number is here, like Brenda's is the sacred trickster. Tanya's is silence, the ultimate addiction. Laura's is 43, a science of luck. Lindsay, the light of Eden. Kim, becoming human. So those are the titles given by the gene keys. And then you've got the shadow aspect of the sacred trickster is pride. The gift level is artfulness. And the highest level is the city is invisibility. So this is the shadow, the gift, the city, the shadow, the gift, the city. So we'll talk about that in just a sec. But that's what that is. And then we have the line level, and that has a keynote to it, and a higher service keynote, and so on. So
this is, you don't have to just all take it in.
Yeah.
But I love that aspect of the shadow, the gift, and the city. So the shadow is when you live in your not self, when you just don't trust yourself, right? That's what an quality that likely comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And the gift is what you move into when you basically see the gift in the shadow. The gift lays in the shadow, right? The mud puddle allows the lotus to come forth. Like, what did I read today? You wouldn't fertilize a rose with rose water. You fertilize a rose with dung, right? Or poop. So that both makes roses well. Yeah? So it's not about transforming the shadow quickly. It's just being aware. It's actually, this talks about the same thing, right? It just from different aspects. And it's not that we're now going to contemplate, okay, what does this mean, and blah, blah, blah. No, this is something like the angel to accompany you in your exploration with whatever you're creating.
So they are going to get this and this.
Mm-hmm.
Should we hand this out now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What's the third one?
The third one down?
Seriously, is delight, ecstasy.
So ecstasy is your city.
The city, which is the highest level.
There's a city?
City.
S-I-D-D-H-I?
Okay.
S-I-D-D-H-I.
Not city.
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 What does that word mean?
City. It's like
the
radiance, the pinnacle, the highest level of this particular energy. So for Laura, like, you might find yourself getting stuck in seriousness,
mm-hmm.
but your gift is actually delight. When you're really being this energy of the 46, which is like, it says a science of luck. I don't know what that means in Gene Keys, but it's about pushing upward. In human design, pushing upwards. So delight is there. And then the highest level is pure ecstasy, right? And so when you find yourself stuck in your shadow level, like obscurity, turbulence, pride, you go to the delight. You go to, okay, where can I find the gift again? Lindsay would go to her ideals. Kim would go to the love of humanity. Brenda would go to artfulness. Tanya would go to invention and inventing things. So,
and again, these are
one
word. There is a book for the I Ching, this is all from the I Ching, that has about 1,000 words for each hexagram, right? This is three words. So it is, has many, many faces, and it's only there to stimulate a contemplation in you.
Yeah.
Right? How you interpret that is a life's exploration.
So if you have the Gene Keys book, you want to read that number, you know, 24 or 46 or whatever your number is there, read about it. Who doesn't have the Gene Keys book and would like to? Okay, those two. So I can copy that for you and get that to you if you're interested, happy to do that.
That's the printout from the thing. No, that there's
yeah.
More.
There's more. There's more to it that describes the shadow and the gift and the city. Okay, mm-hmm. So we've got that part, and then we have a fun part. It's called the line level. So it takes it a little further. So at the line level, Brenda is the level one, line one, the creator, and that has a whole energy to it. And then what do we have? The teacher is Tanya. And so there's all, you can get more information at the line level. And then there's this really cool thing called the higher frequency keynote, and that's really fun. Anyways, I'm not sure if we're going to go into that tonight.
No.
We don't need to go into that tonight. But we will leave you with this. We have a printout of all of this stuff for each of you that you can look at. And Eva, now.
Thanks. Welcome.
And again, don't read it with your mind. Read it with your being.
So this is like a little summary of your life's work, what you're here to do.
Is the line a gate?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
So when you see the hexagram, right, they have a hexagram, six lines. So those are the line levels. We'll talk about
okay.
that another
time. I'm not sure if I have a vision. I don't know. Sure.
Just
if
you are here to change the way people behave.
It's like the only thing it says on the back of this piece of paper.
That's at the bottom.
Yeah,
it's at the bottom.
Yeah.
I just enjoyed that.
You're
here
to change the way people
like,
think.
So, yeah, so every... What we want you to... We actually want you to have a look. Read them now.
Okay.
We'll just take a few minutes and just read your own. Highlight anything that's interesting to you.
Just notice what percolates.
Yeah. There's just different... What words pop?
Thank you.
Something flying?
There's like a very fast fly that like buzzed right all around it. That was weird.
So there's this, the life's work, and then the line level is just a deeper level as to how you can think about your life's work. It's just another level to it. So again, it is something, that's why you will be contemplating it for the next month, the rest of your life.
And intentionally, we don't want you to think about it. We don't explain it necessarily in depth. But just let it just touch you. Let it tickle your creative genius awake. It's another aspect. It's what you do in the world. You shine into the world. just notice what pops. We were going to do some wild mind writing on this.
Yes, we should.
Okay.
Yes, we should.
So
yes.
Take a pen. You already did. And just write.
Write in your own words, like what pops for you. Do you agree? Do you disagree? What feels right? You can like circle the words, whatever. Just take a few minutes. Does this making sense? Is it kind of landing? And you might find at the line level that speaks more than the other piece. This is just your first go at it, so.
I'm just going to take a pause on this one. I'm not going to do
that. Sure.
That was just challenging for me, to be honest.
Okay.
Just, like, I don't feel like I really took in anything when I was reading.
Take your time and read it.
Take your time and, yeah.
No rush. And you can just be with it as well, just like...
Or pick one word and dance it in the other room, or dance it, like, just pick something that calls you.
Mm-hmm.
There's many ways to play with it.
All right.
Or circle, underline, cross out.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
All that stuff.
Be creative. This is like creative genius.
And there's stuff on the back page too, so
awesome.
Check that out as well. How are you doing? Another minute or good? Are you good? Ish? You can always come back to it.
Mm-hmm. It's good to do.
Changing things on the fly.
I have to.
You should have known, though, too, right? Like, this day we go walking.
Well,
no.
I didn't know this day would be so strange, but
I was kind of wondering what's going to happen. But hey.
Like, all the days are strange now.
Uh-huh.
Every single day, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
this one was a bit wild.
This is...
For
yeah, it's very, and we had another big spike on the sun, who's it's just going nuts right now, right? So can you imagine, like, the planets are already intense, and then the electromagnetic field around you is like intense and chaotic. So there's a lot to handle for those who are sensitive, not to be
like
underestimated.
All of us?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hope. Any questions?
Any comments
or
sharings?
Anything
that struck you?
I would love to hear what the group thinks about the word idealism and ideals and what that actually even means. Because I'm not entirely sure. But it seems to be very important for me.
Thought of what you think is correct. Your highest thought, like your ideals would be your highest thought of what is correct and right and good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that's just my take.
I always look at from obscurity to light through idealism. Like it comes in that package. Right, so it's kind of that inner light that keeps you going. You know what's right for you, and you do.
Mm-hmm.
You have that
mm-hmm.
idealism that carries you forward, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's your gift, and
mm-hmm.
you bring that.
A set of values that are your highest values that you keep trying to enact in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gift. And then, remember we talked about your motivation is the innocence, which
mm-hmm.
is like, that's an ideal too. It's like this purity and this innocence and just want to be this light and so that's super ideal. But then you've got...
That's pretty ideal.
You've got the...
And I just picture myself being a unicorn when you talk about that.
And then you've got...
isn't that the quality that you have?
Do you feel...
Oh,
you
totally.
Feel, yeah, and so
it's
you've
like
got it...
innocence and purity and light.
Yeah, and so... But you've got it in line 5, which is the fixer, which means this is... You want to get practical with it. It's the line 5 is the most practical. So when you can get around your own ideals and just get excited about your ideals, that's what that whole thing is saying there, is go to your ideals. Even if everybody else thinks you're nuts, go for that innocence, go for the ideals. And when you can find an ideal that you can get your head around and get your body around, it's just going to sing. You're going to bring that to life.
Right.
That's really...
And your life's work is what you shine into the world. It's your sun, your personality sun. So it's like radiating into the world.
Mm-hmm.
How you do that, that's the other parts.
Right.
But that's what you bring into the world.
And you're going to do it really... It's got to be practical. Like, the whole thing, it has to be practical.
So here's a way that Lindsay has done that. Forget having a living room. Lindsay, like, one of her rooms is just a body movement area. Right? Like... She doesn't need a living room. It's just for moving her body.
Mm-hmm.
And that's inspiring because that's playful and light and Eden-ish.
I love that.
The light of Eden. Like, what a name, right?
Yeah. And it's part of your idealism is for people to have mobility and
really
be in touch with their bodies.
Yes.
Yeah. Right? Like, you can ask that in so many ways in your life.
Mm-hmm. And it's like the fixer, but it's like you're seeing kind of what doesn't work, and you're going like, let's go to the ideals. Like, this other stuff isn't really working. Let's lift our whole thing higher. And the line 5, like, you start with the line 1. So those of you who are line 1, you're at the basic. You're at the foundation. That's a foundational lover, the creator. We need somebody to create. So this is like how life's work works. It's like, so you've got that foundational, you got to create something. And then Kim comes in, and she's the dancer, and she's going to, what's it called, the dancer. And then she's gliding around, and she's like bringing movement into the stability of the foundation. And then we get Laura on line 3, and Laura brings in, well, let's try this. No, let's try this, and let's change this. And oops, that didn't work. Let's try this. And then I come in, mine isn't up there. It's what's really cool. We have all the lines in this represented.
Wow.
I'm a line 4. That's the server, and it's just all about service. It's about community. It's about people. It's that friendly nature that goes out and wants to share everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to this line 5, which is the flowering of life's work, and it is like it says in there. It's like the archetype. It's the most impactful of life's work out there in the world. So you can really make shit happen out there in a big way, like in that line 5. And then line 6 is Tanya, who's like, she has to go through like all the lines and feel the she's got to get familiar with the creation, the movement, the trial and error, the bringing it out to the community, the big ideas, and then she has the wisdom from it. So it takes you a long time to move through all of this to bring it into the teacher,
mm-hmm.
and have something to say at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really cool
and
process.
These are qualities that you naturally are with, that will help you to do your projects. That's why you're bringing them in, right? That will, when you're true to that, like, that might well inspire you to actually do it according to you and not according to someone else.
Mm-hmm. And what are you? What line are you?
She's a one.
I'm a one.
So Brenda
one,
and her are ones.
We're both rulers. We're both 1-3. But for me, my shadow is oppression. My gift is transmutation, and transfiguration is the
city.
So it's all about change. Like...
Wow. And mine is, mine goes, what's it called? I forget the two words, but anyways, it goes from entropy to syntropy. So I've got entropy as my shadow level, and then I go to freshness, and then I go to beauty. Beauty is the highest level.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, when we have a printer, we'll print it.
Yeah,
out.
Not to print it,
get to see it.
Anyone else have some sharing? Is this kind of coming together a little bit more?
I want to apply it to a project now.
This is what we're, yeah.
I had read my life's work before, having done this for however, off and on for whatever with you guys,
mm-hmm.
for probably several years now, but I had not delved into the line two before.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny because I've never been into dance at all as a younger person, but got more into it. I think I just had my head up my butt too much as a little kid. But I've always loved movement.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my favorite thing to play when I was little was tackle,
mm-hmm.
with my brother. Like, I didn't need a football. I just wanted to play. I was like just so physical and running around, and I was really tiny, 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 and just like super hyper all the time. So, yeah. And I still do that now.
Do you still do gyro?
I will. I'm into Qigong, which is totally flow.
Yeah.
And I actually just quit gyro this morning. I finally bit the bullet and sent my friend a text and said, I'm taking a break.
Interesting.
I'd held off. I've been wanting to for a long time, and I didn't want to hurt their feelings. And then it's like, no, just stop.
Can I bring you in? So the dancer is also this really unself-consciousness about just doing your thing, like freely, right? That freedom that you picked, that angel, like that freedom, and just you have no idea how talented you are. You have no idea that everybody's watching you, but you just have this surrender to this this movement and this life force within you.
Mm-hmm.
That is
much
just very,
I'm
like,
allowing it out now.
Very kind of innocent, childlike, wonderful quality.
I can be very, very playful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's like that, like when you do that from turbulence, you can see how that, like...
chaotic.
Yeah.
That was me as a kid. Turbulence, let's tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That word was here in mind, this chaotic, so could you maybe comment on that a little bit? Means that lives of those with the third line are often very colorful, or when viewed from the shadow, chaotic. If you have a third line from your life's work, great challenges to learn to let go of what your mind thinks is normal.
Yeah. How does that, can you relate to that?
Do you
find
yeah.
yourself trying to fit in and then, like, or maybe when you were younger, or then, like, you don't, and it's all about trial and error. Try this, see if it works,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like, it's, yeah, it can be chaos at the shadow level. Like, oh my God, I've got so many things I'm juggling, that it's chaotic. Or it could be colorful. It's like, oh yeah, I love this, and I love this, and I love this, and I love this, and the delight.
Yeah.
Right,
mm-hmm.
it's the delight. Like, I love all of this stuff, and I want to do everything. And like, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Oh well, move on, change it up. Right, you're the changer.
So I actually had a good laugh at myself today when I printed or Tanya printed them out, and I saw it. I'm really anal about formatting and doing things like right, but I'm also a line three, but on my body side, and it's like, of course I made everything pretty, and then I forgot to delete the last names on some sheets, and others I did. It's like,
how do you notice?
And that's a line three for you, right? It's like you do everything so right, and then.
You make a few.
You miss something, or
you
mess something up.
Is that you?
Right,
and that's a manifesting generator too. So there's these themes where you just go right from that sacral yes to the doing, and then in that doing, it can be chaotic, but can it be colorful, just depending on how you look at it.
And instead of giving yourself a hard time, in my case, I oppress myself and I beat myself up for it. Right, in your case, you might get into seriousness. I have to write the right plan to do this. You will never avoid that. It's just like, be delighted about that chaos.
And so whenever you're in the shadow, you can start to recognize the shadow aspect for all of you. go toward the gift level, that middle one.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the highest level one is sort of really hard to reach, either the gift or the high one, whatever speaks to you.
You can't fulfill, you can't get to the third level, right? It's more like that, the light that inspires you. It happens, right? That's when this totally explodes into light, enlightenment. That's the level. But you can't do it with your personality at all. You can focus on the gift that's accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be inspired by the CD, but it happens by itself. My favorite story of enlightenment is this Inuit shaman who one night had to pee, and she peed under the stars, and boom, it landed with her. And she was enlightened and became a teacher, like as an enlightened. But it's like, she didn't do anything. Or the Buddha, right? Who sat under that freaking tree forever, did all the practices, did everything right, and then he said, fuck it, and walked away. And in that moment, boom, it happened. So it's not something you can do. It's that moment when it just, the seed pops. That's the CD.
And it's just, like, I'd like to show this because there's, like, this is you. This is these...
Part of you.
Are aspects of yourself that, and they may seem like a really foreign concept, but it's like, get to know it and get to like play with it. Like, what is the light? What is delight? What is artfulness? What is that to me? And
mm-hmm.
really just let that, just pick one word in there and let it percolate. Pick a high level frequency word and let it percolate and dance with you in the next month.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you shine into the world, right? That's that aspect. And just a small. Anybody else?
So if I was feeling like I was in a funk or something, and could I say to myself, what would be the most ideal outcome of this? Like, would that
connect
sense?
With your ideals?
Pardon?
Connect with your unicorn.
Connect with my unicorn, even when others might think that I'm mad.
Yeah.
It says.
Yeah. They probably will think that you're mad because
like who roller skates
start
with
showing up wearing costumes like sparkly unicorn.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
That's what you like, right?
So
if you're not gonna do it here, where else are you gonna do it? Like,
that's right. This is the plan.
Yeah.
This is the ideal place to
practice them.
And get that sense for this idealism, right? That gives you strength to move through. I mean, is that what actually helped you to become who you are and walk through all the oddities in your life and challenges? Because you know something else is possible.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. There's many ways to play with it.
Brenda, who are you quite?
Can you just tell me more about, okay, so pride is my shadow and that's our not self.
Well, it's part of who you are too, like when you're at the low level frequency of the sacred trickster. So did you read about yours? It's like you're here, your life's work is all about finding something that really lights you up, something that you're going to create and you're going to sell it.
Okay.
You're going to sell something. You're a marketer. That the 26 is a marketer. You're going to sell a message, you're going to sell an idea, you're going to sell your clothing, you're going to sell cool hairstyles, you're gonna like come up with something original and you're gonna market it to people. Now at the shadow level you could be super prideful of what you're marketing and how you do it, and that might cut you off from people and things. And you could also
or sabotage
be
me.
Sabotage,
yeah,
like
yeah.
Just I'm too proud to even just do this kind of a business. Like,
okay.
I just, that's beneath me or whatever. But when you tap into artfulness, it's like, oh, like, what is my artfulness? What's my originality? What is all of that? And
okay.
That, like, how does that feel in your body?
Okay.
For me, the 26 having it, for me, it's a different position in my incarnation cross. But it is really one of the core elements of magic.
Mm.
But that means that you are the magician who waves her hand, nobody sees it, but you shift something,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But if you have to brag about it,
mm-hmm.
that's the pride.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Right? See what I did?
Right.
Isn't that cool?
And the sacred trickster. Like, think about that. Think about Kokopelli. Think about all of the coyote and the, like, all of those different characters.
Mm-hmm.
There's a manipulative energy. It can be really playful, manipulative. It can be manipulative in a good way. It can be manipulative in a bad way. And then the highest level is invisibility, is to be able to manipulate everything, like, in this way that nobody knows. Like, that's, like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
kind of the highest ideal, is, like,
yeah.
look, you know, like, it's, like, my big fat Greek wedding. It's, like, oh, it's his idea. You know, like, it's the man's idea. It's like, but you orchestrated all of it behind the scenes. And he goes,
you're the
whoa.
Neck that turns the head, right?
Yeah. Do you know what
yeah.
I'm saying? So
yeah.
that's that quality you have. And then you work with that sacred trickster at the real foundational level, at the creative level. So you have so much about, like, in your life's work, it's about creativity and starting something new.
And going beyond the ordinary.
Original,
yeah.
originality. Even,
okay.
you know, and they say that, like, you can piggyback on someone else's idea, but the way you do it is your own unique thing. Like, okay, so there's a lot of hairdressers, but how do you do hair? Or
okay.
there's a lot of people who put on great outfits, but how do you do it?
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Tanya, Laura? All good?
I don't understand what trickling means, but I'm sure I'll
what
get
what?
There.
Trickling. Yeah, so that's that high frequency thing. I don't know about that, but I thought it was cool, and I put it all there. And
I'll find out.
Because we have, but I think that trickling, I just see it as this, like, it's just over time. So you trickle energy. It's like those little things that make those small things that make a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
And you have radiating. I have flooding. What else? You have gliding, Kim. What is yours, Brenda?
Leaping Laura.
Leaping Laura. Just right, just take a giant leap.
And you
can
do.
Can you relate to that?
Yeah.
Like, boom, leap.
Yep.
So I love that. And then, yeah, those the two bottom ones, I don't know that much, but I thought they were cool. I put them in there.
And again, it's not about knowing the right thing. This is just a tickle for you to contemplate, right? Because it will be different for you than everybody else.
Okay, so we're going to pivot, and we're going to...
Oh, did you have any more questions, Laura?
We're going to pivot right now, and then see, everybody has a project? You've been thinking about something over the last couple weeks, kind of? A quality in your life, or something that you can... We want you to set your teeth into something over the next few months that you can work with these things.
And it doesn't have to be your life's work, as in... my business, or this
yeah.
is what I'm gonna do. No, I'm gonna declutter my house and create a ruler's space.
Right.
Or, huh?
Oh, when I saw, when I saw your thing, it was like.
What thing?
What?
Yeah.
So in the chat. About my basement.
Yeah.
It's just if I could get.
And she's decluttering too,
yeah.
so like it's.
Yeah,
so
yeah, I swear it changes your life.
I want that.
Basement
I want that.
Like, I almost felt like there was a book to be written about it as well, called,
mm-hmm.
like, Cleaning Your Basement, but it's, like, not just about cleaning your basement, but, like...
There was a lot of letting go there.
There was so much, oh my God.
Yeah.
So,
do you get, like, again, we're not here, step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and
mm-hmm.
you will get to your goal. No,
mm-hmm.
we want you to get messy with something. And apply the stuff that we've done so far, and that we will feed you more and more and more. So, because that is bringing you to you, right? That's how you implement what you're doing. And it helps to have a focus in a project, and it helps to have a group, right? Where you can come and brag. And
so, let's get going. So, who has something to share that you're ready to say, this is what I want to look at over the next couple of weeks, couple of months?
Brenda.
I do want to declutter, and I want to make space for me.
Make space for
me. And big clutter, like not just little bits here and there, but the whole house.
Okay.
And it has been a journey. And I have seemed to be doing a lot of it, but still it's getting down to the fine tuning. It's my stuff, not just what was in the house when my parents had it. So, and then another thing too, back at work, they had a massage therapist for a little while coming in, and then I heard she wasn't coming back. And when they'll get up, I'll just sometimes rub their back to help them stand up straighter, to, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they just melt, you know, whenever you touch them. And I'm thinking, you know, and I sent the invoice out, and I'll suggest to the family, their POA, you know, maybe they can ask about that. And I thought, well, maybe I could, I don't know if I can, I don't know. I don't want to see them without their clothes on. But,
you don't have to take their clothes off.
Well, I don't know. Like, and then they're doing it. I know other in the past they would just do it on their bed. So it's going to be hard on a massage therapist too, right? But
so how could you create it in an original way? Like,
that's what I'm just thinking about that.
Could you do like 15 minutes and then they're fully clothed and you just do their shoulders and their neck and
maybe
while they're sitting?
Because I do, like, I'll do reflexology in the chair or even a pedicure. And
with a Thai head massage?
Yeah, like I always will massage their scalp before I shampoo them.
I mean, quite honestly, just touch in itself.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's what, as soon as you said that, that's what I got. It doesn't have to be
the Brenda squeeze. The Brenda love squeeze.
Yeah.
Aww.
That's
nice.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a pop. It doesn't have to be a modality.
Just, you charge by the
by
time.
The squeeze.
20 minutes extra.
Would you like a big squeeze, a medium size, or a small squeeze?
Hugs. Free hugs. And... But
yeah,
no, that's something to play
people
with, though.
People need that so much.
Oh, they do, they do. But, you know, like, I went into the one guy's room tonight to see if he wanted a haircut, and the lights are out, the TV's on, and he's in a brief, like a Depend, and he's in the fetal position. And, you know, it's just like, they're just babies. They're still, revert right back, right?
Yeah.
But, like, really, I'm not supposed to go in their room. I mean, I have, but... But so I don't know. I just have to look into all that kind of stuff. So
Brenda's comfort measures. Brenda's comfort measures.
So those two things, kind of a house decluttering and space for you, like space for you in your own house, is a big deal.
Because I had
deal.
New clients yesterday, and they seen I have this chart, and it's, well, it said that I did stone and Reiki, and they go, oh, well, I have to keep that in mind. So I thought, okay, yep.
So you need space for that. You don't
have
space.
Space. It's just clutter.
Okay.
Oh, this is exciting.
It's very exciting for me.
Yeah,
me
too.
Like, let me in.
We
bought
this kind of stuff.
You might have two people come and help you.
Oh, cool.
We've set up, like, another hot stone room. And you remember the other... there was another place. We had pictures of
That's
that room
the,
that
Tanya.
We set up.
Let's keep
Sorry.
Cool.
So when you're thinking about that, just think about, like, you know, read through this little list that I gave you,
okay.
like a few times, just kind of get that and weave that in and go, yeah, like I am an original and I'm a creator, and just like really own that. And it's like,
yeah.
I start things at the basic level, and this is my gift.
Okay. And the online Wortley giveaway. I'm just half a block on the other side of Rite Aid, so I don't qualify for being. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm
but there's another one.
Village.
There should be another one, right?
There should be. I just haven't found it yet, but
yeah,
I'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Laura, as I'm time aware.
I
have
something. I mean, creativeness. So something like that makes my heart. Thing is being creative, like painting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna paint out. I bought some boards. I'm gonna do painting with my mom and my sister room. In the next few weeks, like, I also, so anything creative. So I had the idea of and it just brings me joy. I mean, it's not gonna pay the bills, I don't think, but I need that creative aspect. Like, I bought, no, they're like this, the birch, I make ornaments out of them, like
they're like
birch cut. So I make people Christmas ornaments with them.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, I did ornaments as well, but a different way. So I always have a, that's one thing that's come up.
Nice.
How about like the whole living situation with your kids, all that? That
living situation. That is a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
I had to call the crisis center on Monday because I deal with a raging teenager against me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's pretty challenging at times.
Mm-hmm.
We're not alone.
No, you are not alone.
The sofa is
well.
You guys should have a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Tandem and me are. Tandem is the crisis line.
Yeah.
I'd call for help with myself because I couldn't settle. This is after he verbally assaulted all the rest of the children in the house and pushed Lucy down to the point of crying. We were 5 minutes to school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and hard. He pushed her. He pushed her.
Mm-hmm.
I
mean, just it doesn't have to be your project,
yes.
Because it might be too big. It might be just
no.
Hey, create that creative platform for yourself.
Yeah, there's got to be a solution. Sometimes I get too much in the solution,
mm-hmm.
and I just have to meditate and I just have to create a solution. It's going to show itself. I mean, yesterday I had a beautiful day yesterday. Larry played hooky and we just went around the city and I don't work yesterday. Like, amazing, beautiful day. From here to here, we actually went out for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Out for lunch.
Mm-hmm. I need you to message me and let me know about that. Where can I go?
Yeah, me too, please, thanks.
Yeah. And serendipitous around the day, during the day. So that, like, such a joyful day. Just such joy and delight yesterday, not the seriousness. And so that is the part that I need to embody.
So do you feel like that's juicy for you to
Find creative time?
Definitely find creative time to touch. I mean, so I work with a chiropractor who is very, 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 very fast and busy and very, like, that people don't like her because she's so fast. That's not me. Like, but I need time. I need, like, so this, when you said the touch aspect, that is very important to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was reading your thing, it says like physicality is a real theme in your life's work. And that's an important piece, which it's right there because the 46 is all about, it's about the body and the love of the body.
Yeah, which is me. I used to have an eating disorder and I used to weigh 98 pounds, which is very, very interesting. I don't tell a lot of people that, which is so interesting that it's all about the physicality.
Mm-hmm.
I was back in universities, but I just didn't eat.
The most joyful I see you on social media is when you've posted pictures of your post-workout.
Oh.
It's like,
yeah, I respect my body in a much different way now than, I mean, having 4 babies and doing workouts and I eat, like, very well.
So creating a nurturing platform for yourself, could that be the theme? How does that feel?
I create space for nurturing self.
Okay. And create
and creative
nurturing
endeavors.
Platform.
Yeah.
Whether that is painting or being taken out to dinner or lunch, or being out for lunch at times.
Oh, wait, we went to
the sweet onion in the thing, and I know I won't take a blue. This is too good to change. I needed to get an elf. I needed to get an elf because I lost my elf. You know, you have this court, this elf that goes around your house, and I lost mine in the fire. I say I lost mine into the divorce. So I went. One of our things was to go across the city because I bought one of these elves with the name of Corky, and it was $5. So I got. We go into the sweet onion. You know the sweet onion. There is 100 of these exact same elves all over the restaurant, floating from the chandelier. I said, Larry, this is my boyfriend, this is the same friggin' elf. It's 100 of them. What? There was 100 of them. They had put, they're everywhere with all the servers' names, all the regulars' names. It's the exact same elf that I just bought.
Funny.
Funny, eh?
That's
funny.
Delightful.
That's delightful. I said, I look, there's one, there's two. All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So.
A science of luck.
Science
yeah.
of luck.
Luck.
It
how
is,
lucky
it is,
are
it's,
you?
I tell you that this is, yeah. So
wow.
Maybe a.
There's
something,
something
there.
There's something there.
There's something
there.
So you know you're being you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Cool.
Right.
And again, this is just the beginning, right? Next month you might say, hey, it became more clear or changed or whatever.
But it's important. That's why I want you to speak out into the
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
Have witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Speak it out, what you want to work on. And let it be said in this space.
Yeah,
and then we hold it.
That feels
we,
good.
Yeah.
And
anyone
you might
else?
Not be no, I want everybody to
okay.
speak.
Yep.
But Laura, I'm aware so that you can slip out your... Globally are full.
Globules.
Globules, thank you so much.
German, globally.
Okay, we have, who else would like to say what they would like to work on or play with?
I'm playing with creating a magazine, so I
all
took
right.
like a few baby steps.
Mm,
that's cool.
So we'll see where that goes. That's it, that's all I got.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Are you done?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I have my ideas about things.
Your ideals
about things.
Ideals.
Yes.
Could it be any more obscure?
Let's move into the light now, shall we? I do see myself expanding in the wellness area. Like, you know, I talked previously about doing workshops on like teaching people how to like massage their partners or teaching people how to massage themselves. Or I've also had thoughts of like, I don't know, I see myself going into like groups of people. Like, I've been very aware lately of the teachers. I massage a lot of teachers these days, and I'm like, I feel like larger groups of people have like more impact with like
yeah.
larger groups
mm-hmm.
of people, and I feel like they need like wellness breaks
mm.
in their day,
mm-hmm.
like at their work.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of wondering like how that could pan out. But all this being said, I am very. Bye, Laura.
Bye, Laura.
And Laura, if you need anything.
You will have to tell my daughter because she doesn't know.
Yeah,
okay.
And here's a hotline,
yeah.
right? You can call if you need to.
She's at the babysitter. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
She's at my friend who the daughters play together, and she said she hasn't told the girls yet.
Okay.
So.
Which is
okay.
nice.
That
looks
nice.
You can be there.
Yeah.
And when you do tell her, at that age, they still have some connection with the bigger picture, right? So she might have a very different understanding, like really hold that as well. Yeah.
Okay.
Take care.
Blessings to you this night.
We'll check in tomorrow.
Yes, please.
And drive safely.
I will.
Drive aware.
I will. Thank
okay.
you very much. Light around her.
Sorry, Lindsay.
Okay.
So
of saying this?
I am very aware of my patterns and the things that hold me back. And there's some things in my life I feel like I need to tidy up. Not necessarily physical things like my basement, but like...
it's a metaphor.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
You know, like financial stuff. Like, I just feel like there's a lot of disorganization in my world sometimes. And I feel like if I could get some like basic things kind of figured out and like working like this, you know, instead of like,
like in a rhythm.
Yeah, things that are in a rhythm.
Like the day
like,
you get paid would be nice to have you on the same day every month.
Yeah, and just like, because I feel like I'm not capable of moving forward with things like this without proper organization.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get really stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
About the
mm-hmm.
things start coming and like everything, I'm just like, oh my god, and then this thing, and then this thing. Like it just, I feel like, yeah, I just want to do this. Put this here,
mm-hmm.
this here, put this here, put this here. It even says in my thing.
I was going to say, it says it right in your...
Yeah,
it
talks
about being organized.
Your gifts, when well organized, are needed by many people.
So my only concern there is, I mean, yes, and like, I know that I have an ideal in my head, or actually in my root in that case, but my head and my root talk with each other, that if I only could get myself, da-da-da-da-da, if I only could, then everything would be better, but it's actually not a lie. That's not how my life unfolds.
Right.
So I need to be working with what actually, with the chaos that unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
I need to be organized within that. I can't, like a plant grows like this, right? And when you go, this needs to be organized, it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I'm wondering, where on that scale are you? Like, do you feel like it's an idea that if you could only get this organized and have all your ducks in a row, then it would work? Or is it actually really that allowing that natural organization to come forth?
I'm confused. I'm not sure.
What confuses you?
I want to be more organized.
And can you feel the two ways of being organized?
No.
Can I just say something? Like here, like it's like I'm just so. It says it right here. Like
yeah.
It says you have to realize something important about your mind. The images you have for what you would like your life to be like are symbolic rather than literal. There is no outer circumstance that will fulfill your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Fulfilling your dreams is about bringing what is within you into the outer world rather than trying to manifest your projection of what you think you want. What matters most is you never let go of the ideal behind the images. So it's like holding the ideal, but seeing that, like not having to project it. It's a lot to take in, like tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But it says it like all right here. It's like being with the ideals, but the ideals will never happen because they're ideals. So it's like they're symbolic rather than literal. So it's like the energy of it is the thing to really follow.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, like I'm pondering this piece myself.
So to be very, it's only you can make that call, really. And I just know it well inside of me because I have this oppression thing going, so that I have that very dynamically going on. It's, I know unicorns exist. I do, right? I mean, different story, but. But do they exist in this reality? They don't. But the idea of that purity,
mm-hmm.
of that beauty, right, is what carries me forward. But
right.
if I try to make a unicorn happen here, forget it.
Right.
Because it's not meant to be in that way. So you have that creative chaos that comes with you, that allows you to be you in a very creative way. If you would try to organize it in a Tanya way, right, it wouldn't work for you because it would squish a part of you. So
yeah,
to really allow that organizational part to blossom, not to impose it on it, right? It's a very subtle difference, but really crucial.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like creating a platform
really
that
powerful.
Is, yeah,
it's
creating a
powerful.
Platform that allows you to be that light in a way that honors you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that?
I do, but I'm also struggling with, like, I know what's holding me back.
I'm not saying don't do it. Just
mm-hmm.
be aware of that fine difference.
Right.
There's a lot of wisdom here. It's like,
So let's say Tanya and I sat down and tried to figure this out together. She would be like, she would show me these ways or like offer me these solutions. And then I'd be like, oh, actually, I don't think that really works for me. And I feel like I love what you're saying, but I think this would work for me. So I think I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like I need to figure out my way of,
like, here's a money tracking spreadsheet. This is our real life example.
Yeah,
right?
This is an example.
Here's a spreadsheet. All you do is write down what you spent in the day, right? Like dead
mm-hmm.
simple one. But I knew
mm-hmm.
that it was just an idea to
mm-hmm.
give her. Like, I knew that you would never follow that in a million years.
And I'll be like, no, I hate that.
Yeah.
And then I say, well, I'm going to do it this way, actually. But I needed her to hold the space
for
me
sure.
to
yeah.
help me figure out
yeah.
what works for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that, do you feel that playfulness in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's when you say, I need to be more organized.
Right.
Don't lose that playfulness in that. Right? I know
right.
you're doing it, but it's so easy for the mind to go.
Yeah. I do have a more fun idea to add to the mix, but I feel like Juno's got something.
No, I just don't go ahead.
I have something else
yeah.
to add, actually. Instead of...
Do you guys have time?
Yep.
Sure.
Being like, I know what you're saying by more organized, but I think another way that that organization could come about for you is somebody... taking care of you a little bit also. Like, if five of your meals a week were delivered for you, that
right.
would take care of that organized piece.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if somebody were paying the rent with you half and
mm-hmm.
half, or
mm-hmm.
there's...
That's a far out.
I know, it's far out.
But
you know what I mean? Lazy,
see,
like,
this is when you activate your creative genius. You don't need to think about how that's going to come. But
right.
Like, have that feeling, have that idea, and
yeah.
go for that. Like, okay, what can I add today?
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's
mm-hmm.
that's what this is about. It's not something that you know in your head you can get there anyway. It's what we talked the last time about, those impossible situations that bring forth the best in us.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know how you're going to include touch in your work, or how you're going to get through the basement. Right? And hey, there are two people who, wow.
Well, I know that it's like, I need to go through it and go, okay, I want it, I don't want it, and then I need to put it somewhere, and then I'm going to put it with all that stuff.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Decisions.
On the curb.
Boxes for Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah.
Or maybe
load,
you find
my car
resources.
Up, load it up.
What's that?
You find resources where it's actually needed, not Goodwill.
Yeah, or
yeah.
you take your stuff,
yeah.
too.
Oh, I was going to take some stuff to Safe Space.
Oh, I think that's the best.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of this place.
Yeah, what is that?
Better
Safe Space. It's like I think they cater to a lot of sex workers that are on the streets.
Oh, okay.
And like women who are homeless and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. But definitely they work with a lot of sex workers.
Okay.
So you're selling some of your stuff. Some of it went to Goodwill. Like there was piles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a more fun idea, though, of some projects that I... This is, like...
Okay.
This is actually kind of, like, been my lifelong dream, is to, like, make costume accessories. have a space to sell them. Like, I would love to open an Etsy store and just have it be a place I can be like, oh, I made this amazing thing. Here's a spot to put it because someone might want it, and I don't even care if they do.
It's there.
Yeah.
So these three things, is there one that you want to do?
I do feel like if I die and I don't do this,
the costume one thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then that is a real shame.
So even if you're disorganized and you don't do workshops on self-massage, that's the thing you want to do.
Yeah, it's been like in me since always and forever.
That should make a smile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's like the lightest ever.
You totally lit up when you said that. Like, I was
like, yeah. Yeah, no, really. Like, if I don't express this out into the world.
No, you can't do it.
So if, like, at the end of the 6 months, you had an Etsy store, would all of this be worth it?
Just about the Etsy store.
Doing the costumes, whatever. But that, like,
if I was in the like habit of like
creating,
yeah, that would feel.
So that's the thing, is like in the habit of creating something that just keeps on, like every week you're doing something. What's your ideal? Because your ideal, whatever your ideal is gonna fuel your dream. You can make it happen.
Well, now I'm stuck on like, oh geez, can we go on to the next person?
No,
this,
no,
like,
this is the hot seat night.
So
okay. This is the hot seat night, guys.
Right. Don't you love creating in the evenings more than the mornings? Are you more of a morning creator or morning evening?
I'm a morning creator.
And you're slower in the mornings. That's when you're like easing into the day.
Sometimes.
So if you didn't have to plan it, but you really would have a commitment to get to know your muse.
Yeah. Yeah, I work some mornings, so I can't say like morning or night. It just comes when it comes.
I mean, it's.
But I think the basement clearing was a huge step in making this happen. Because that's where all my art stuff lives, and that's where my workshop table is, and
so
all my fabrics. And
could it be that when you are actually having a lover's relationship with your muse, that everything that you talked about, all three things, actually could unfold with more ease?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. So could it be that, or would a project for you to really dive into that creative muse and not separate that part out in terms of it's not in work, it's not when I do group work, or but really filling your life with that idea almost, right? That bringing forth your creativity in all of it, which you do anyways, but allowing that contribution more in and getting to know that part. And
I like that. Because
you can have it all.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can have it all.
I think it says that somewhere in my superhero thing.
Uh-huh.
Not having it all.
Or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, I can see that.
Thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a big energy there.
Yeah.
Lots of possibilities.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And can you start small, like in your basement and in your craft place, and start just putting things on Etsy without having, I don't know much about it.
I don't have an Etsy shop yet.
Do you have to have a shop, or can you just put it on?
No,
like,
it's an
online
it's,
store.
Yeah, it's an online.
Okay. I know friends that just put random things, but I don't know. Like,
yeah,
that's an Etsy store.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
you don't,
I have stuff already that I could like put on there. Like,
but that's not really the point. It's the point is for you to create.
Yeah,
create,
have a space to
like
create and put it. Yeah,
accessories,
mm-hmm.
and design.
Mm-hmm. So like Laura have that creative space. It's like a little similar to have really that creative muse come alive in you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would by the end of the 6 months have that sense of, oh yeah, the creative muse.
That'd be cool.
There we go, that's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I love, like, I'm really fascinated by your design there. It's like these ideals are really important, but when real life shows up, that's a part of it too. Like,
mm-hmm.
embracing, okay, this is the real life stuff that happens when, like, you're disorganized or stuff happens with Oli. It's a part of this whole thing, and to really embrace all of it. It's like, keep reading that.
Okay.
Over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
it's amazing.
I might actually cheat and send you the recording, all of you, of your, what Richard Rudd says. His reading is, he's a poet, and he describes the shadow, the gift and the CD in a beautiful way.
Oh, cool.
So, and usually when you sign up on their site, you get it anyway for free, so the first one he gives for free. I just think that might be good for you.
So,
cool.
So, creative muse.
Mm-hmm.
Giving the creative muse some time, some air time.
Yeah, I've already been connecting with her. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I'm so surprised.
We know her. I know her.
Really?
Miss Kim. Project quality.
I have both 8 things.
Okay. Let them rip. What is it? Just let it rip. What would you like to do?
My creative project would be to pick a creative project. I've been wanting to declutter the house for a very, very, very long time. Love to do the basement, love to do my office. My office I can do, my basement has
Kim?
Joint stuff.
Can you tap into how much you care for humanity? Like when you go to your church and you say, yeah, I do that. And it's like that part in you that just your love for
yeah.
other people.
Yeah, and I think that's where
from
my session with you last week, that's where it came out. Where I was going to create an art project that depicted the world that I would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of is my space in nature, like a home or retreat center, and that I invite others into. I
mm-hmm.
had just scribbled, I had done some pencil scribbles of it, and it's hideous. But this is not a diss, it's just that I truly am not a good drawer or any of that. Anyway, I'm digressing. Yeah. So
all right. Declutter.
Yes, I do really care about humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And now
humanity.
With that in your awareness, read through your list. What would
it's,
allow you to really explore that?
This isn't new, but it's more writing. Continue my blog. I posted a blog today. I hadn't done that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I am in this little small group in like, I don't know, what do you call it? A subscription of a group that's it's called Creativity Unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
Where I did a anyway, and I haven't done anything with it since like for months because I don't create the time for it. And it's like to do stuff like artistic projects that can be like crafty or this thing called smash booking, which I've never even heard of before, but I loved like getting messy with creativity. So maybe whether that's an art project or writing, because I've been really loving Qigong, and I think, oh, well, maybe I could teach it. Yeah, everything I think of doing, it's connecting with other people. Yeah, so writing or teaching Qigong, like the dance, like Qigong is funny. Like when I read gliding, I'm like, oh my God, like so much in Qigong is like your body's gliding. And I used to be so into these hard, hard workouts that, you know, then I'd hurt for 3-4 days afterwards. And Qigong takes the hurt out.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember when your thing said it was about communication? You're just born to communicate, and then
yeah,
to share what you, the lessons that you learn, to
yeah.
share that with other people.
And that's what all my blogs are, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a heat surge. What the fuck?
Take
energy
it off.
Surge.
Take it
I'm
off.
Having more of those lately, but I think it's because I've been eating crap, lots of sugar.
You're on the hot seat, Kim. So
yes. They just come on when they come on.
I kind of need to know what smash booking is.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Is it?
It's literally, I'll explain it really quick. It's, and I only did a couple of the things, but you buy a book, something like this. Like they said, go to the dollar store and buy a crap book. And like literally how you start it is because you might paint in it and stuff. Every two pages, you glue them together, Elmer's glue. And then when you're done, you know, like, and then when you're all done, you take every bunch of pages, and they call it smash book because you do this. Sorry for the recording. But what they want you to do that is because it's not supposed to be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And you cut out stuff and you glue stuff on your cover and you write names on it and you get markers and you color it and then you, you know, every bunch of pages you put colored string in it and then I stopped, you know, and then I didn't watch the recordings, but 1 week was like, you know, you cut out little pieces of paper and glued them on and you wrote things on them and maybe you made a little envelope and glued it on and it was like, this is, you know, your that's like your fake inspiration. Anyway, it was just, I only watched a couple of the videos. And that's what this creativity is unleashed is, is I like creative projects where they tell you how to do it. Like when I try to draw my vision, I mean, I'm not kidding. It looks like a six-year-old did this. Like a six-year-old with no talent. It was just a pencil sketch and I went, like it's fucking stick people almost on it, right? It's terrible. Like it's terrible. It's a mess. And I don't, if I'm going to paint or draw, I have to have some kind of direction because I don't have that naturally. Anyway, that's what smash booking is. And so me doing a creative project where somebody's guiding me and where I can make a mess is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, yeah, like paint, doing something pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't work. I don't know. I mean, I love beauty, but I like, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So in your project, do you want to do something for yourself that nurtures you, or do you want to do something that like nurtures you and then you're also teaching and sharing with, communicating with others?
Like, of it that way.
What would be, is there a priority that, is it just for you, just for fun, or is it, let's share a message with humanity?
I think I would, yeah, that feels a lot lighter to share.
Okay.
Because I pick stuff up and drop them, like, so quickly, like, I just flit from one thing to the next to the next.
What?
I want something I would maybe stick with for a few months.
So what if phase one is inspired by your list of eight, but the underlying theme being get messy with it?
I'm laughing because I'm like, get messy with decluttering, organizing?
Exactly.
Okay, so say more about that.
It gets
when you
really
say get
messy
with it, you
organized.
Pull everything up into the living room and sit in it and see how that feels.
And that's and part of it I would anyway, that messy part, if I lived alone I would do that, but because my partner's with me all the time now.
So
you have a big
Does he care?
Does he actually care?
Not really.
He
no. But we don't even have I said, hey, you gotta move all the canopy stuff from the summers. I can't even get at the Christmas box. I wanna put some Christmas stuff up so it feels like Christmas in the house. Anyway. Well, one of the things was maybe to create, because my treatment room downstairs is like 25 feet long, so I have now cut up, separated a space that's my treatment room, my energy treatment space, and the rest of it was gonna, anyway, it's got names on it and stuff.
Massage tables there?
No, we used to have four up at all times.
Yeah.
Because I taught, right?
That's right.
I taught bars and stuff.
Yeah.
Now I only have one table up. Just the last few months. And of course, when I do an exchange now, it's like, you know, maybe four people, two people, whatever, because wrist slapped if you do anything else.
Oh.
Right. Anyway, get messy. Like, do you mean get messy with the thought of it, or just see? I have to define it. When you say get messy with it.
What you just did with that page, right?
Yeah.
You had no hesitation crumpling that up.
Oh yes, I did. But I did it. I was like, oh my god, I haven't written on this yet. This is my scribble book. My taking notes book.
But that's what I mean.
Or what if, would you? There's a couple ways we could go with this. You could just do all the eight things. Like, would you allow yourself to do one thing and drop it, do another thing, drop it, do another thing, drop it, like,
be messy
not,
with it.
Not have it last for anything or be for no reason. Say you're going to teach something and be excited about it and then go, oops, guys, I'm not going to teach it anymore. Or, I don't know, like,
yeah.
Like, could you allow yourself to be the one that chases after the squirrel bright shiny things? Like, what if you really amped that up and did, like, if you did 20 things and you did 60 things in the next 6 months? Like,
I love that.
Just really, like, go wild and just really amp that up.
Like, as an experience.
It feels so wrong, and on the other, like, it feels so wrong, and it also, what pops is, if you did that, you might actually find out what you love.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
I mean, not that I love decluttering. I mean, I've done some decluttering before, but.
But see, again, we're going to through the incarnation cross in this time as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there is a constant, like, your love for humanity that is going to accompany through that. And then we're going to go into the other three as well. That's so you're going to have those qualities accompanying.
And you know, yeah, and what feels light is that I commit to something in a moment, even if it's like with Tanya, my accountability partner, I say, okay, this week or today I'm spending 15 minutes. For this week, I'm going to do 15 minutes a day of decluttering my office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, chunks.
Yeah.
Does that,
you like it when you bring your spleen in and
do things in chunks. Yeah, okay, doing things in chunks.
That seems like it really
might
work.
Yeah.
Do all the things. This is so
because like I say, I started my scribble last week,
mm-hmm.
and it has changed 3 times. Even today after Qigong, there was a meditation. It was like, oh yeah, I want to put this into it. Like,
mm-hmm.
it just changes every 10 seconds.
And that's what's up with your dancer. You're gliding.
Mm-hmm.
You're not supposed to be stagnant.
Yeah. Who told you have to be so methodical?
That, I mean,
it's really hard to let go of my... It's just my childhood programming.
So conditioning.
Yeah.
I mean,
it
look,
is very con- yeah,
with all that openness, that you can see where all that openness comes in. That
and my left brain career doesn't really allow for that as much. You got to get certain things done by certain deadlines. It's not as light.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be fun for you to play with? Doing 60 things in the next six months or 4 months
mm-hmm.
until I change my mind.
And you might do just one thing. Be unreliable in terms of what you do and be consistent with
that
humanity and whatever else the other qualities are.
And remember, you are part of humanity.
Yeah. And again, this class is not about that you will have the end goal, having an Etsy store, having a magazine, having like whatever, one project fulfilled, having like a clean, having a clear clubhouse, that is important. But it's the experience of it. It's not
and
the journey, not the goal.
Experiment.
And putting our energy.
And it might something even more magical might unfold, right? Like, who knows?
Maybe,
that's the creativity.
Maybe you'll hate
life.
Flitting around from everything, and you'll just want to stay with one thing for a whole week. Who knows?
Oh my god!
I like to be unreliable. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking we need to wrap this up.
Tanya, you had not much floor time.
Yeah, that's okay.
I said magazine.
Yeah. Okay.
Magazine, 3 syllables.
Yeah.
Are you creating a new one because this one's shutting down, or are you keeping this one alive?
Both.
Which
today I got like inspiration of how to keep my current magazine alive.
What is your current magazine?
I manage a magazine called The Brick, and it's a women's magazine out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, but I don't live in that community, so there's a little bit of a disconnect there. Yeah, so I don't see an appetite from my co-workers that they want to keep it going.
Mm.
And I'm totally fine to let it go. It's totally fine. They're being wishy-washy, so it's not really my call to make. I'm not the like founder of it, and I'm not the person who brings in the revenue. I just do everything else, so yeah, it's interesting. I've learned so much running it that I can do my own. So I'm creating what I love, which is food and photography.
That feels like so you.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But I don't, there's something about this project that is not ringing true, and I don't want to do it by myself, number one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is a graphic designer guy who lives over by Village Auto. I think I'm going to connect with him. Yeah, it's not a by myself thing.
You're here for that synergy and that community.
Yeah.
That's really, really crucial.
Yeah. So I'm just going to start doing pieces of it and see what reads and what doesn't, and how can I make a team or not.
I mean, it's about community, right? So what
it is about community.
What if you took that project into the community?
Well, the idea for, like, the idea for the first one is I do it myself so I could show people what they would be contributing to, and then ask for the stories and recipes and contributions and photographs from the community so that they're really building the content.
Yeah, but just, like, looking, okay, like, there's a graphic designer in the community, there's, like, somebody else in the community who has an interest, so you're, like, already in the creation of the project, not only with their ideas, but also with the practical stuff.
Yes. Yep.
So you don't
have
to do all the work.
On there.
Huh?
I have some control issues. So.
Well, if it's your magazine, it should be your magazine.
Yeah, I just don't. I'm supposed, in my design, it says I have a nose for people, but I feel like I haven't had a good nose for people, contractors. So.
It can be a nose for people or not.
Oh, fuck.
Like, it's always, that.
It's
a nose
yes
for
or
people
no.
or not. It's
yeah.
really.
So I feel
sucks.
Like I have not a good track record with.
But it's a possibility.
Linking up.
It's a possibility.
With good people at this moment. So. Maybe
except
a longer
in this
vetting
room.
Process for them or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
More sniff time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, play with those qualities of like bringing in the new, and that at the same time also that silence which goes hand in hand with peace, right? As a manifester. So you have a very good feeling for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. I know when to be quiet now.
Yeah. Yeah. Also to just. Let it unfold, right?
Yes, I'm doing that so much more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Number one, because it's required in these times. But also because I see what it can create.
Mm-hmm. It actually does.
It's cool.
Okay, I think we're...
yeah,
I'm
wrap it up.
Okay.